You're listening to Comedy Forecast.
It's the Basically Podcast Show with your host, Lenny Treetop. Brought to you by Little Wicker Baskets. They're everywhere. And now, here's your host, Lenny.
Hi, this is Lenny. And basically, this is episode number... Distressed Jeans. I think I'm going to start numbering my shows after things I used to wear. That idea rocks. And basically, my downstairs neighbor, Cindy, is here too. Hey, Cindy.
Like, hey, Lenny. This whole distress thing is like bringing me down.
Yeah. Wow, this episode is awesome so far.
Yeah.
But basically, we need to start wrapping it up.
Why are you in such a hurry, Lenny? You need to, like, slow down. You know, stop and smell the air freshener.
Yeah, that broccoli scent rocks.
Like, I think that's supposed to be a pine tree.
Well, maybe when it grows up, it will be. Dream big, little air freshener.
Maybe we should, like, dog-ear that for now.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds awesome. But right now, I need to get down to the club.
Like, what club?
Basically, once a month, I perform down at Al Sleet's Hip Hot Cool Cafe.
I didn't know you, like, played an instrument.
Wow. Neither did I.
What?
That rocks. What instrument is it?
Like, how should I know?
I hope it's a flute.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, if you don't play an instrument, like, what do you do?
Basically, I go...
Nomad451 just sent you an instant message. He says you need to remember to play a Little Wicker Baskets commercial.
Oh, yeah. Basically, this one was sent in by Jeff Roney from Roney's Own Productions at jrdonline.com.
Guten Tag, and I am the doctor. What is the trouble?
Yes, hello, doctor. I can't go.
Oh! Well, let me take a look. Very strange.
But what is it?
Yes, here's your trouble right here. It's Little Wicker Baskets.
Thanks, Jeff. I don't know what that meant, but it rocked. But basically, now I have to go.
You still didn't, like, tell me what you do.
Hey, why don't you come down to Al's and basically check it out?
Maybe everyone else wants to, like, come too.
Okay, but... basically, I don't think they're all going to fit on my moped. Especially if I bring my flute. If I have one.
Like a flute? Or a moped?
Yeah.
Nomad451 says, just play some transition music.
Okay.
Like, one transition later, we're here at Al's, and there's, like, somebody up on the stage reading their poetry. But I don't see Lenny.
There are monkeys on my TV screen, in every room, and in every scene.
That was Terry Rich, as such, with I See Monkeys. And now, moving on here at our open mic night, as such, please welcome back Lenny Treetop.
Thanks. Basically, I'd like to read some more of my thoughts out of my book of thoughts, because that's what I brought to read out of. Okay. Thought 91. Have you ever noticed how weird the number 19th looks when you spell it out? Thought 92. Yesterday, I bought a bottle of shampoo, and it said, now with 10% more free. And I wondered, how much was free before? And my very last thought for today, thought 93. I read that Legos just turned 50 years old, and I was thinking, if all the Legos in the world were stacked on top of each other, some little kid's brother would probably come along and knock them over. Wow, the sound of one hand snapping. And basically, that's it.
Like, that was weird.
Yeah, I know. Why does that lady like monkeys so much?
Nomad451 just sent you a text message. He says, maybe you should wrap up this episode.
Awesome. RSS rules! Music in this episode included Run Rabbit, The Chase by Brain Bucket, and I See Monkeys by Terry Rich, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com.
Now take a few minutes to relax with Clinton after the episode.
Hi, and as the man just said, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, the after the episode portion of Comedy Forecast. First off, I want to thank our continuing sponsor, Dill, like the pickles, domains.com. Remember, if you're looking to pick up a domain name, your first step should always be to type in D-I-L-L domains.com. That's right. Dill, you know, like the pickles, domains.com has great prices on domain name registration starting at just $9.85, which includes a boatload of extras. If it's possible to have a boatload of web extras. But anyway, they can also help you with spam-free email, web traffic and marketing, and much more. So remember, that's Dill, like the pickle, domains.com. And speaking of that there interweb thing, I was doing some browsing around and noticed that we received some great new reviews over at iTunes and a couple of new digs at dig.com. These are excellent ways to support Comedy Forecast, so thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you. What else is happening? Oh, I've posted a few funny videos, Star Trek-related videos, over at comedyforecast.com. You can view them there, or if it's easier for you, just go to YouTube and type in the search word Comedy Forecast, and you should see the videos there. As always, for some strange reason, people seem to keep finding the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. Can't figure out how that keeps happening.
Yes, I tried Inaudible Books, and I got John F. Kennedy's Badge of Courage, read by the guy that does the voice for the Aflac Duck, and it was everything I'd expected it to be. Thank you.
I'm thrilled that you're happy with the product. And all I can say is, you thank. On the last show, I introduced the virtual table of random things. And I put out the call to you guys to start putting things on the table. Well, you have come through. There is a lot of stuff on this virtual table now. For instance, Kirby sent an email that he's giving us 2 G's. Now, I'm not talking about money, I'm talking about actual G's, and if you want the story about that, I'll tell you how to find out more in just a second. Kate sent a photo of a couple of things being put on the table, two keys, and a vitamin. Serene Knitter put a Ziploc bag with 10 tiny balls of leftover sock yarn, in different colors no less, on the table. Brent added a Sim2 University Prima Guide. Red Boy is adding his brick phone from the 1990s. What else do we have here? Tabs is adding a waffle cone. Then there was this from the super secret phone line.
Hey, Clinton, it's Jonathan the Voice Dicker from the All About the Mouth Disney podcast, and I was just listening to your most recent show about the virtual table of random stuff, and lo and behold, I was looking for my car and realized that when I got my new car, it doesn't actually have one of those really nice, neat, fancy, shiny, actual antenna thingies. It really just has like a little shark fin on the top of it that I guess is where I get all my radio through. But since I listen to my iPod in the car, it doesn't really matter. But the long and short of it is, I now have a Walt Disney Travel Company antenna ball with no antenna for it to go on. And heck, since I don't need it, I figure I'll put my Mickey antenna ball on the virtual table of random stuff. I mean, heck, it's better than like a little orange traffic cone. Anyway, I hope you're having a good time, and I love the show, Clinton. Keep it up. This is Jonathan the Voice Dictor from the All About the Mouth Disney podcast and voiceofmouthtunes.blogspot.com, and I'm done. Bye.
Hi, Clinton. Mr. Mark from the DPN. This table idea you're talking about, could we dog ear that and come back to it later?
No, Mr. Mark, we can't. However, people can now start seeing a list of all the things that are on the table. Just go to comedyforecast.com and you'll find a link there for the table of random things. Once you get there, you can either add more things by sending an email or calling the phone line, or start picking things up off the table, which is the really weird part. You can do that again by sending an email or calling the super secret phone line and say, I want to pick up such and such an item, and we'll identify you as the new virtual owner of that item. Oh, but it looks like we also have another call on the super secret phone line. Hold on.
Clint, I don't know how to break this to you, but your secret phone line is no longer secret because I just Twittered it. No, actually, I'm kidding because I'm so old school, my cell phone has a cradle. Listen.
So now Okay, goodness. Alrighty then. A quick reminder that we're still looking for new commercials for Little Wicker Baskets. And yes, I'm looking at you, Chuck and Craig. But if anyone out there wants to send in a commercial, all you have to do is send an MP3 file or call the super secret phone line with your Little Wicker Basket commercial. If you use music, it has to be pod safe. And remember that we're sort of family friendly and kind of work safe, okay? I think that just about does it for now. If you want to get in touch, remember you can always drop an email to comedyforecast, and that's with the number 4, at gmail.com, or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. Man, that really, really needs a jingle. I'll talk to you later. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
Hey, leave us a review.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
Podcast Pickle.
Pickles!
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.